Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits journey, Don't Stop Believin' on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Our special guest loves rock music, but probably would have preferred some AC/DC as part of his introduction. Toronto resident Steve McNeil likes to listen to AC/DC, especially when he's skating. And Steve skates a lot. His late mom, his motivation. This Saturday is National Skate Day for Alzheimer's, and Steve will honor his mom and raise awareness and money for Alzheimer's research by skating a marathon. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're great, and so nice to talk with you again. I know we've spoken with you in the past. Maybe start by telling us about your mom, who's been the inspiration for 1926 National Skate Day, named in part for the year your mom was born.
Yes. My mother, Eunice McNeil, was born in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, December 15th, 1926. And in 2012, as a recreational hockey referee here in Toronto, I come up with an idea of how I could try to give back. So I started coming out to Nathan Phillips Square each year on my mother's birthday and skating for 19 hours and 26 minutes straight for the Alzheimer's Society to try and raise awareness and funding. And now 11 years later and 34 skates across Canada, and it's truly become a national event. So tomorrow night at midnight, I'll step on the ice in Springer Market Square in Kingston, and I'll skate for 19 hours and 26 minutes straight. And Canadians from coast to coast, we're asking them on Saturday to go skate for as long as they like, wherever they like, whether it's the backyard rink, the local outdoor rink, the frozen lake at the cottage, the pond on the farm.
Yeah.
Take a picker, a video. And if you go on our donate page on our website, 1926skate.com, we've got the link set up for every Alzheimer's Society in Canada.
So
people can go on there from coast to coast and donate to their own backyard.
That's awesome. You've done that skate here in Toronto, and this year you're doing it in Kingston, in case you didn't recognize the location where Steve was talking about. You sound a little out of breath, and I know it's because you've been doing a lot of skating this morning.
Yeah, I've been out here for a few hours just doing some media stuff. Today is the day 29 of 29 skates. I've been spending the last 29 days traveling around the city of Toronto to a different outdoor rink each day at 2 p.m., and skating for 19 minutes and 26 seconds as a training session for myself, but also to highlight and showcase all the outdoor facilities that the city does provide for us in the wintertime for us to come out and enjoy ourselves in places like this. So because I wasn't skating in Toronto this year for the 19 hours and 26 minutes, I decided to do the 29 skates in 29 days.
Oh, that's great.
The mayor was just out a few minutes ago with me. I actually gave him the hoodie that I was wearing that's full of signatures from Torontonians all over the city. And between the two of us, we're going to hopefully have the Toronto Maple Leafs sign the hood, and we can auction it off for Alzheimer's Society of Toronto and give them a few more tools in the toolbox.
Wow, fantastic.
Steve, let's talk about where we are at in the fight against Alzheimer's disease and how donations are being used through your skate.
Well, you know what? For the most part, I give the Alzheimer's Societies in all the different regions in Canada, I give them the choice of what they want to do with the funds that I raise, because they know a lot more than I do. I know a lot of it goes into research and stuff. My main sponsor is the Toronto Memory Program, and Dr. Ian Cohen and Dr. Sharon Cohen are responsible for that new drug that's about to be released in the States right now and is going to be introduced in Canada fairly shortly, I would assume. And they're saying that this drug is going to slow down Alzheimer's and give people more of a shot at quality of life. So that's an important step, because, you know, there, even though there's a lot of money goes into research and everything into Alzheimer's, there's so many unknowns and stuff out there, but they're learning more and more every day. So we're taking giant leaps in the research world, and I'm happy to be just part of the awareness part of it.
Yeah, that's incredible. So before we let you go, what's the goal for you? Besides the marathon skate, which is 19 hours and 26 minutes, what's the broader message you want to leave with our listeners?
You know what? The hashtag we've come up with is Rockin' Alzheimer's, all lowercase. And I listen to only AC/DC when I do my events, and I goof off on the ice, and I just try to bring awareness to the thing that I'm doing. And the thing that I'm doing is I'm having fun on the ice, and I'm representing all those families in Canada that are battling with this horrible disease, and it affects so many more people than just the person that's sick. So on Saturday, January 14th, I want the rest of the world to see how Canadians are hashtag rocking Alzheimer's. So we need everybody to share everything they see on social media on Saturday and let everybody know. And I want the conversation in Canada to be, where are you skating today for National Skate Day?
That's amazing. And for more information...
That's my dream.
Yeah, that's a great dream. For more information, Steve's website is 1926skate.com, where you can contact the local Alzheimer's Society. All donations stay in each local community. Steve McNeil, I know that you love to listen to AC/DC while you skate, but we think that you're the rock star, Steve. We think you are the rock star.
A little bird tells us you like Zoomer Radio as well.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Every time I'm at my manager's house, that's all she has on is Zoomer Radio. Her name is Judy Brandow. She's responsible for me being able to go across the country and do what I do. And every time I sit in her living room, I hear Zoomer Radio in the back. And I become such a fan. Okay. You do need to play a little more AC/DC.
We promise we're going to get some on for you at some point. Good luck on Saturday.
Early albums.
Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. You guys are rock stars. Have a great day.